Neato for a while because my wife and I had a baby son called Murphy, and it is true, he has a giant nutsack. He was born, I looked at his nutsack, we did not know if it was a boy or girl, and it was a massive nutsack. My wife thought it was just the ratio, and I thought, well, he has my genes. Sure enough, later on, our midwife, because we have our children at a birth center, not a hospital, our midwife comes over and says, you know, your son's ball sack looks a little large. And I said, yeah, I'm a proud father. So we had to go to Children's Hospital, get it inspected. Eventually, we got to go home. So we had the baby at 2:40 a.m. in the morning. And the way birth centers work is that they want you to go home as quickly as possible, get great rest. And that's what we did. We left the birth center 3 hours after having baby Murphy. And then we went to Children's, spent about 3 to 4 hours there, and we were home by 10:30 in the morning with no ball sack concerns because this ball sack is getting smaller and smaller because it was swollen. Now, that's more like it. But this is a Minnesota Vikings podcast. I just wanted to give you that little detail on why I've been incognito for a while. The latest report comes from Darren Wolfson, and it's that a contract extension between the Vikings and Kevin O'Connell could happen before the 2024 season. Wolfson mentioned this on the Score North podcast that he goes on weekly. And apparently, O'Connell is entering his third season of his four-year deal, and Minnesota loves Kevin that much. Now, I think O'Connell is a fantastic coach. But at the same time, I don't understand why the Minnesota Vikings are in such a rush to extend Kevin O'Connell. I hope he's in Minnesota for 5 to 10 years, maybe even longer. Heck, he's only 38 years old. But I'm also realistic at the same time. I don't think it's fair for the Minnesota Vikings fan base to criticize Kevin O'Connell after being competitive with Josh Dobbs, Nick Mullins, Jaren Hall, and Kirk Cousins. The Vikings started the season 0-3, and at one point they had an 80% chance of making the playoffs with Josh Dobbs starting. Things fell apart for Dobbs, things fell apart for Mullins, things fell apart for Hall, and there's only so much a head coach can do with those quarterback options. Now, what he did to keep the Vikings competitive is absolutely unbelievable. I think he is a fantastic offensive play caller. I think players love playing for him. I think he brings a great presence to the locker room. He doesn't say nada at a press conferences, which is the most annoying and great thing if you're a Minnesota Vikings fan. You know, as a fan and as a reporter, you wish that players and head coaches would say things in press conferences because that's how you get your juicy details. But O'Connell and Kwesi, they both went to the school of GMing and head coaching and how to approach press conferences, because they don't give the media or fans any tidbits of information. They say, what about this player? Well, there'll be a question from a reporter, and he'll say, oh, I love him, and then they'll bench him the next game. It's like, you didn't love that player, but that's the school and the art of mastering press conferences. The key is to not say anything. Reporters and fans don't like that, but that's what makes great head coaches and great GMs at press conferences. You don't want the media running with these stories, running with this speculation. You want them guessing as much as you can, and they're great at that. But with all that said, the Vikings went 13-4 his first season as a head coach. They went 11-0 in one-score games. They lost to the Giants. That recipe of success is not repeatable. And that's what we found out in year two. The big conversation was, how repeatable is this formula for the Minnesota Vikings after year one with Kevin O'Connell? And it turns out, not so repeatable, because the Vikings lost a lot of one-score games this season. And a fair criticism to Kevin O'Connell is that in all of his games, in all of his wins, he cannot put teams away. The Cincinnati Bengals are a perfect example. Vikings are up 17-3 at the end of the first half. The Bengals come back and win with Jake Browning as their starting quarterback. The Vikings had plenty of opportunities, even with Nick Mullins, to put the Bengals away, and the Minnesota Vikings offense couldn't do it. That's a fair criticism for O'Connell. But my big thing is, what is the rush? Why don't we wait and see what happens at the end of year three? Because something that's disrespectful is putting a player or a coach on a one-year deal, because that shows no faith in that player or coach. O'Connell still has 2 years left on his deal. And if he proves to be the coach that I think he is, that the Vikings believe he is, well, then re-up him after this year. Give him a 4 or 5 year extension. But why do it right now? Why don't you wait till the end of year three? Because year three is a big season. You went 7-10 this year. You went 13-4 the first year. Well, the third year is a big year, because what is this total record? If the Vikings, I think they went 8-9. So he's what? 21-14. He's 21-14 as a head coach. Why don't we wait and see what happens at the end of year three and then make that decision? Because if the Vikings go out there at the end of year three and he goes 3-14, with a rookie quarterback because they decided to move off Kirk Cousins, well, don't you think it's a little fair for O'Connell to be on the hot seat? I think so. Now, I love the guy. I want him to be the head coach for a long time, but I'm also realistic with how head coaching works in the NFL. There's only two types of head coaches, the ones that have been hired and the ones that have been fired. Every coach, you go down the list, they've all been fired. So the day is coming when O'Connell is fired, whether it's at the end of year three, year four. What I don't want to happen, though, is you give O'Connell a 4 or 5 year extension. You do it early. Year three, he stinks. You give him another chance in year four and he's fired. And he's still under contract for 3 or 4 more years. What is the rush? Why do that? I get that you want to show faith in him. I get that you want to show confidence in the guy. But he still has 2 years left. There's still a whole lot of faith and confidence in a head coach with a 2-year contract. Now, 1 year, not so much. But I would wait and pump the brakes to see what happens in the big year three. Because we've all talked about this competitive rebuild ever since they were hired, Kwesi and O'Connell. And if this competitive rebuild goes into a cluster and the Vikings suck for the next 2 years, well, O'Connell's going to be going out the door. There's no question about that. So, I don't know. That's my takeaway on it. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Miss O'Tim Podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please hit that subscribe button in the bottom right-hand corner of the screen. If you're watching or listening on Apple or Spotify, please rate, review, and follow the podcast wherever you are currently listening to this podcast. Everyone, take care and have a great day.